This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Pump it up. Pump it up. Friday. What's up, guys? Welcome to the show. It's PXY Mornings. Moose, Breezy. We made it. 32 for the high today. Oh, my Lord. What a week.
Still alive, but I'm barely breathing.
585-252-9800 for There I Said It. It's time to clear
the air, baby.
Let's get to all your unpopular opinions. What's up, Tracy? Oh, look at this text. I mean, people are on fire today. People are very on edge. I don't know what's going on.
Okay.
Not having a backbone and becoming a pushover is starting to become the norm when it comes to men, and it's so sad. There I said it. Just be a man for once. Be a man. Tracy, are you talking to anyone in specific?
Right, what?
Or is this just in general? Text us back.
Mimi's here. She says, last-minute drugstore flowers are worse than no flowers at all on Valentine's Day. There I said it. CVS flowers strike again.
She said it's a no-go?
She said last-minute drugstore flowers are worse than no flowers at all.
Oh, my God. I don't understand it with some of these people. What is the problem?
The dead dandelion.
No, they wouldn't sell them. They wouldn't sell them if they're dried up.
I know, but I don't know.
If they look nice.
You know, but you can tell a drugstore flower from a mile away. You can. I'm sorry, but anyone with eyes can.
Yeah. It just sounds really selfish.
I don't know.
Somebody going out of his way to prove his love to his lady.
But it's like not. We've already had this discussion. It's like not. You're not going out of your way at all. You're actually just stopping on the way home.
Nobody said that.
Yeah, she literally said it in her text.
I'm saying
last
in general.
Minute,
I'm not having this conversation with you again.
I'm not having it. Mimi's having it. I just read.
Mimi is wrong.
All right. Well, we just lost a listener. There we go.
Greg says, I know this is a hot take, but Lamar Jackson deserved to have won MVP last night. They only gave it to Josh because he doesn't have one yet. There I said it. We're about to lose another listener.
And we're going to lose one more. Greece Chipotle is the worst in Rochester. I'd rather just not eat. There I said it. That's from Vinny.
You know what? Hold on a second. I got to talk to Vinny for a second. You know me. I'm not a huge fast food guy. And I used to be. But I've had some time to think about this. And I think Taco Bell is tastier and healthier than Chipotle. There I said it. I think it's better than Chiopatelli. So many people just cake their burrito in their bowls and sour cream and cheese. But Taco Bell, I mean, you could get a lovely chicken quesadilla for half the fat and half the calories. Am I wrong?
I don't know. I don't eat Taco Bell.
You've never had it?
We
are talking to a girl who's never tried a Big Mac in her life.
My fast food niches are very, very specific. And I'm not trying to be like a pick me at all. Like, I really don't care. I just feel like my horizons haven't been broadened.
What do you mean?
Like, I eat nugs from McDonald's.
Oh, you like the nuggies?
I love nugs, but like, and fries, of course, but I would never eat McDonald's ice cream. Disgusting. I've never had a burger from any fast food joint, period.
You've never had a McFlurry? I'd say we should try one, but the machine's always down.
I don't like vanilla ice cream, so like, it's not for me.
Well, that's unfortunate because it is the best flavor around there. I said
it's disgusting. Any flower from your man is meaningful. I don't care where it's from. There, I said it. Mimi, take a hike. Oh, this person's really mad.
I'm upset too.
They said Chipotle isn't fast food, Moose.
Oh, really?
First of all,
it's fast food.
But Taco Bell is the best.
Why isn't it fast food?
Because you can't go through a drive-thru. You have to get out of your car. It's not that fast.
There's a lot of people, though, that don't go through the drive-thru when they stop in McDonald's. They still go in and order at the counter.
But you have the option.
Okay.
You have the option.
Got it. Okay.
Hey, brother, Taco Bell's elite. I'm with you on that, Moose. All right, brother.
Yeah. So if you guys want to be healthy and get back into shape this new year, Taco Bell.
This person says, nugs are life. Too breezy. Vanilla custard's the best. You're missing out.
It really is.
What? It tastes like nothing. It tastes like air. You guys are so wrong. You guys are so wrong.
But
what?
Breezy, you're missing the point. It's what you can put in it.
The base is air. The base is like nothing. Guys, I'm not having this conversation. I'm too sick. I'm too tired. I'm not doing it.
You know
vanilla
what?
Vanilla ice cream is trash. There, I said it. I'm not going back. You're not going to change my mind. Shut up.
Let's do this.
No, I don't want to do anything. I'm so annoyed. Like,
Breezy,
out of all the flavors in the world, you're going to go with vanilla? Like, what?
The best.
What?
It's the best.
That's
flavor.
Like being like, if you could travel anywhere in the world, where would you go? Rochester, New York. What? You live here. That's the most basic answer.
But Strong Museum. There's so much to do here, especially in the summertime.
God, I'm actually like so mad. I'm like brought to tears right now. This is crazy.
Breezy, will you be my Valentine?
No, I already have one.
I was going to get you some CVS flowers and a McFlurry. Vanilla.
I'm going to throw this at you.
All right, let's. Who else is here?
Let's stop a while ahead, shall we?
Let's go. Oh, wait. I got to get to Michelle's message. To the girl from earlier, if you need to take pictures of yourself at the gym or in the locker room where people are changing, then it's because you are hands down thirsty. Stop with all the pick me vibes. There, I said it.
Forget Elf on a Shelf. We got ass on a ledge. Let's go, baby.
Here's an idea. Be a part of the show. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station.
98 PXY. PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Happy Friday, you guys.
Hello.
We have other candidates and people with interest in running for mayor of Rochester. And, of course, our beloved Fleeky Maliki, who has already declared his intentions for re-election. But city council member Mary Lupien, dubbed Mary's Guarantee, Lupien said her platform will prioritize income, housing, stability, and enhancing the effectiveness of first responders, which I believe is so, so important. I don't really know much about this woman. I'm not really sure where she came from. I know that, like they said, that she's been a city council member, not sure for how long, but she is very interested in becoming mayor. Listen, if you can bring back the fast ferry, you got my vote.
Right.
She says, where instead of trying to attract others to Rochester at our people's expense, we're trying to focus on improving the lives of our neighbors because making sure our people thrive is the best way to make everyone want to call Rochester home.
Ding!
Yeah, Lupien is one of three candidates in the race to become mayor.
Who's the third?
Who is the third?
Moose goes, it's me, surprise.
Well, you know, here's the thing, Breeze. I actually thought about it.
I know you did.
I would basically do the show, then I would run to City Hall afterwards, do a couple of press conferences, I'd go grab lunch, and then I would cut taxes.
Right. I mean,
taxes wouldn't exist. You guys would, if you make a certain amount of money a year, you just have to worry about federal but not state.
Correct.
Right? I would make the local banks fork it over. Yeah, you guys should vote for me. I would tell the cops to respond to all the break-ins. How hard can this be?
Start with the Honda Civic.
How hard can this be? Oh, and, you know, I was looking at Mary's photo this morning, and all kidding aside, I told Breezy, I said, look at this woman. She looks just like Mark Zuckerberg.
Mary and Mark, siblings.
With long hair.
Yeah, she's a ginger. I love that for her.
Mary's guarantee. Aww. All right, well, best of luck to her. Voting is in November, right?
Yeah, you guys, that's the word on the street. But you guys, you know, these things happen. Just go with your heart.
If you want to see my name on the ballot in November, just give us a ringy ding ding.
Just breathe. Okay.
All right, it's time for everyone's favorite game, Campy Breezy. Guys, we need Caller 8 right now at 585-252-9800.
If you want to see that ship hit that iceberg one more time, we got it for you.
This is our last pair of tickets to go see Titanic live at Kodak Hall at Eastman Theater. This is for Friday night, 2 weeks from today, February 21st. Breezy currently holds the record at 8-6. She is on fire. But if you think you have what it takes to beat her in pop culture trivia, call us now. Caller 8 wins it. Good luck.
Dollars. Imagine what you could do with that.
She's confident, bold, and she thinks she has all the answers. BXY Mornings present Rochester's favorite game.
Chance Beat Breezy!
We need Caller 8 right now to win that pair of tickets to go see Titanic live February 21st at Eastman Theater.
I don't know about you guys, but I can't wait to watch that ship hit again.
Okay, thank you so much, Breezy. Currently, Breezy holds the record with 8 wins and 6 losses.
I love those odds.
I am just as surprised as you guys are. PXY, what's your name?
Hi, I'm Caitlin.
Oh, hi, Caitlin. Happy Friday.
Hi.
Caitlin.
Wait, did you suck the helium out of a balloon this morning?
No, I'm trying to, like, stay in a tonal range that people can hear, not just dogs, but I am really excited.
Yeah!
Okay, we love the energy. I have better news for you this Friday morning. You are caller 8! Caitlin, before we get started, I need you to talk some trash to Breezy. Ready, set, go.
Breezy, said you're gonna go down.
Yeah.
Wow, that was intense.
I'm shaking in my little slippers.
Tell her that her parents don't love her.
No.
Yeah, everyone's like, ew, you're so weird for even putting that out there.
All right, Breezy's gonna leave the room. Get out of here, Breeze.
Caitlin, good luck to you, my friend.
No, you need luck.
Oh, that's
okay,
better.
Here we come. Just because I'm hanging on by a thread and fighting for my life, I'll be fine.
Leave.
Oh, my God.
Okay, the rules are simple, Caitlin. You get 5 seconds to answer each question. If you end in a tie with our girl Breezy, you automatically get the win. Let's go right to question one. Give me your best answer. What city dyes their river green during St. Patrick's Day?
What
city dyes their river green during St. Patrick's Day? You can do it. I'll shorten it for you. I'll give you a hint. It's a city within the United States.
Oh, my goodness. Boston.
All right, we're going with Boston. All right, question number two. In the TV show The Simpsons, what is the name of the family dog?
I just read about this the other day.
You can do it, Caitlin. You get
5 seconds.
I
don't watch TV. it's not Ziggy. I have no idea.
We need an answer. Clock is ticking.
Bones.
Well, I'm sorry?
Bones. I don't know.
Bones? Okay, sure. We're going with bones. Question number three. Caitlin, a rubber version of which animal has become an iconic bath time toy?
A ducky.
Okay, we're going with duck. Question number four. When did the Japanese attack Pearl Harbor? We're looking for a day or a year. A day.
December 7th.
Going with December 7th. And question number five. What famous trial was the phrase, if the glove don't fit, you must acquit, used in?
O.J. Simpson.
All right. That's five right there. I'm going to tally these up. We're going to bring our girl Breezy back into the room. Caitlin, how do you think you did?
Not great.
You don't think you did great?
Although, That girl that said meese was the plural of moose.
Yeah.
I almost drove off the road, so yeah. I feel like I'm doing okay.
You good, queen?
We're gonna, Allie, well, you actually didn't do too shabby. You got 3 out of 5. All right,
okay.
Not too bad. All right, stay put, Caitlin. I'm going to put you on hold real quick. We're going to go over our girl, Breezy.
Are you crying? What's happening?
Okay.
No, she's sobbing. Right. Okay, let's go.
I want what she's on. Breezy, question number one. Your record is 8-6. What city dyes their river green during St. Patrick's Day?
Chicago.
Question number two. In the TV show The Simpsons,
yeah.
What is the name of the family dog?
Oh, I don't watch that show.
I don't. We don't care.
Let's go with Judy.
You think the dog's name is Judy? That's your final answer?
Rufus? I don't know.
Okay, all right. We're going with Judy. Question number three. Breezy, a rubber version of which animal has become an iconic bath time toy?
The rubber ducky.
Question number four. When did the Japanese attack Pearl Harbor? We're looking for a day or a year. When did the Japanese attack Pearl Harbor?
My dad is going to kill me.
The clock is ticking.
Oh my God.
3 seconds.
July 16th.
July 16th. All right. Going with Judy and then July 16th. And Breezy, what famous trial was the phrase, if the glove don't fit, you must acquit, used in?
A little OJ moment.
All right, let's tally these up. Let's go back over to Caitlin. Hi, you there, Caitlin?
Hi.
You still safe in the Walmart parking lot?
Yeah, I'm safe. Watching somebody plow.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Oh, that's wonderful. All right, we're going to tally these up.
We don't need to know about your phone search history. Thank you so much.
You were going to say that.
All right. It's looking right now that this game has ended in a tie.
Yeah.
What?
Therefore, it being a tie, that means you, Caitlin, automatically get the win. Congratulations.
We really got to change that rule, if I'm being honest.
Do you want to go through the board with us real quick?
Yes.
All right. Well, Chicago is the city. Breezy got that right. It was not right. It was not Boston. The name of the dog in The Simpsons is Santa's Little Helper, not Judy.
Oh, my goodness.
What?
Or Bones.
I knew that.
You did know it. Yeah, but you went with Bones. And then, yes, the rubber duck is the bath time toy we all like to use. You did get this one right, Caitlin. December 7th is Pearl Harbor.
My Breezy, dad might be mad.
Breezy won with July 16th, and of course, the O.J. Simpson trial. If the glove don't fit, you must acquit. All right, you got that last two pair of tickets, Caitlin. You are now officially put Breezy at 8 wins and 7 losses.
This is really bad.
I'm sorry. But I'm proud of you.
I'm proud of you. Like, honestly, pop all the way off at Eastman Theater.
This is wonderful sportsmanship that we don't always get a chance
yeah,
to see.
Yeah, really, I'm coming for your throat, Josh Allen. Get me MVP.
Hey, Caitlin, real quick before I let you go. My name is Caitlin from Rochester, and I just beat Breezy.
My name is Caitlin from Rochester, and I just beat Breezy.
Hey, it's Devins, and I've got random facts for you every hour, every afternoon that'll make you go, wait, what? Starting
to Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs.
Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Free today on 98PXY.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.